7 minutes, 20 seconds left, first quarter. Walker top of the circle, goes left side for a catch and shoot three. That's Marvin Williams.
That's his shot, too. He'll hit those threes on you.
George Hill, perimeter right, center of the floor, Mahinmi, drives it on Zeller. Tried to feed a pass into traffic, and it's intercepted. Williams has it. He gives to Batum. Batum to the left side wing, catch and shoot on the way. And that's perfect. A three from the left wing by Walker. He's got five. Walker comes the other way. Off a Williams screen, he split defenders, feeds it into the lane, and Zeller right in front with an easy left-hand finish. Walker sets up Zeller, 22-17. They're now 8 of 13 from the floor. George with it, driving into the lane, can't get as close as he wanted to, sends it back outside for George Hill.
Boom, baby! We needed one of those.
George Hill had missed 7 straight 3-point field goals over the last 3 games. This one cuts their lead to 2. After 1 on the FanDuel scoreboard, it's the Charlotte Hornets 29. The Indiana Pacers 26. Ellis relays it right wing, knocked away from Solomon Hill and stolen. Jeremy Lin, long pass to Lamb, and Lamb to the hoop for the layup. Jeremy Lin to Jeremy Lamb, 5 for Lamb. They're leading by 8 at 43-35. George Hill to the right wing, moving down toward the baseline, maintaining control of the dribble. Circles back outside, feeds Ellis, who delivers it left wing George. George will shoot from the wing and score. Paul George with 10. And the Pacers are inching closer at 44-41. Ball to Zeller, back out to Batum. 2:36 to play in the half. Batum with a step back, right baseline, and he scores.
See, you throw the ball away and they come back and score on you.
49-43, Charlotte by 6. George makes the catch, 1 dribble, 40 feet away.
Baby! He threw a slingshot in there that time.
He was about halfway between the edge of the three-point arc and the timeline. Let it go off of one bounce, and that takes us to halftime with Charlotte leading by 3. Walker to the top, another 3 for Williams. He's hit several of these tonight, and he drills another one. He's got 17 points, 8 here in the third quarter, and he's 4 of 7 from three-point range. George has it, right side arc, played by Batum. Driving, left hand, he got into the lane, hung in the air, and banked it in from right in front.
Boy, that was some kind of shot right there, but Paul George.
George is having a nice night offensively. 9 of 15 from the floor, he's got 23 points. Walker up top, left hand, let's say 3 ball go, and it's right through the middle.
Ooh.
Walker has 11, a pair of threes. He's been shooting well from out there, 44% over their last 3 games. Game high, 10-point lead. They've outscored the Pacers from three-point range 30-6. Right wing catch and shoot. Walker in front of the Pacer bench missed it. Rebound underneath, and Williams, who's had a huge third quarter, lays it in. 15 of his 24 points here in the third. And they're now up by a game high 14 points with 2:45 to play in the third quarter. George Hill drives. It's the pick and pop. Jordan Hill fakes the shot from the foul line and takes it in for a layup. Lead down to 7. At the end of the third quarter, it's the Charlotte Hornets, 77. The Indiana Pacers, 70. George has it. He's running with Turner and Ellis. Bounce pass Turner, and Turner missed a dunk. George Hill, though, grabs the long rebound over in front of the Charlotte bench. Edge of the arc, a 3 on the way.
Boom, baby! That's at 5 straight points for George Hill. We're down 3.
And Charlotte spends a timeout. The Pacers are on a 14-3 run, and they've cut that 14-point lead down to 3. Walker with a right hand off the screen from Zeller. Moves to his right, now rises up top of the circle. Couldn't get a shot away. Lee back to Walker. 3:06 to go, 3 seconds to shoot. Dead on 3, Walker.
Daggone it.
High screen George. Ellis still bouncing, still bouncing. Moving to the right. Now penetrates, drives down the right side, and banged it in! He was off balance. They defended it well, but he banged it in, and they call a timeout as Ellis gives the Pacers the lead off the right-hand glass. Ball comes into the backcourt. Walker has it across the timeline with 6. On the drive in the lane at the goal, and an easy left-hand finish. He just walked right to the rim and scored with ease. George has it, and from the top of the circle, off the front of the rim, as time expires. He got a clean look at it, and he was online, but he was short. Tonight's final score was the Charlotte Hornets 96 and the Indiana Pacers 95.